Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Thursday morning. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. Once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at, it doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at an email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. So we thank God for another blessed day, and wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you once again for this day you blessed us with. We ask, Lord, as we go in your word, Lord God, that you will help us understand your word. Lord, I pray that you will bless me to give your word that is see fit in your sight. And I pray that your spirit will minister to those who are listening to this broadcast this morning. So, Lord God, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity you've given me. And I will give you all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for another blessed day. And this morning, which is the rare time I'm on, but it come to me about preaching from the Word of the Lord, and I know many of y'all have heard us on the broadcast give you a scripture from the book, The Word of the Lord. It's the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ that is sent through his angel messenger, the Elijah, the resurrected John the Baptist, for his people today. It is a modern-day word. You know, because many people think that God does not speak today, okay? They think that he spoke back in what they call the biblical days or the Bible times is what they call, and like he can't speak today. Well, I beg to differ. And the scriptures let me know that that is not true, because he said he is the same today, yesterday, and forever. That means that if he spoke a word back then, years ago, he would speak a word again today. Amen? So this is modern day word, last word before the return of Christ. And he had been sending his messenger thus far 120 times from, and this is the year 1927 to 1994 thus far. And I say thus far because it is not over with. Amen. Now, I want to read a scripture from one of the first messages that he the Lord sent through his angel, the Elijah, amen. And I want you to understand that angels come at appointed time of God, okay? They don't come on my time. They don't come on your time. They don't come on anybody, quote, notable on this earth, popular. You have it. They come at the time of the Lord. And so February the 4th, 1927, and I don't mind giving you dates because I want you to ask the Lord about it. Now, February the 4th, 1927, the Lord, one of the things that the Lord had spoken about and want his people to know is that there is a temple to be built in these last days. There is a temple to be built in these last days for him. Let me stress that, for him, not for, quote, the people per se. Not for to praise man or anyone else, but it is for him. Amen. In fact, this is what he says. He said the revelation that was given for the building of the temple was true, and the temple soon will be started. Amen. Now, that's very key, because the Bible, in Malachi chapter 3 and the book of Haggai, I believe chapter 2, speaks of a temple to be built in these last days. In fact, Haggai referred to it as the glory of the latter house. But Malachi is actually given by the Lord to tell us that Jesus will be returning to his temple. Now, you look at that in Malachi 3:1, and you say, hey, the temple is talking about his people. Well, We know that much of the word of God has a twofold application. That's true. But it ain't just his people, because he do refer to his people as his temple. But actually, it also has a literal side, which is a literal building to be built before when Christ returns. See, we have been preaching and teaching rapture, and preaching and teaching anything, we'll be gone. But I'm going to tell you something. The Bible does mention that we'll be caught up. Now, it does say that, and not agree with that. But the timing is where we have gone off on, because we're telling people that, hey, we can be gone any day now. But we fail to understand that this caught up is not to come before certain events has to happen first, okay? Because we got to keep in mind that God is a God of war, okay? I mean, he's not going to tell you all these other events got to happen before his return, and he don't honor that. Because if he did that, then he would be breaking his own word. And if that happens, how can we trust him? You get what I'm saying? And so he speaks about the temple that is going to be built in these last days, and it's going to happen, people, okay? It's going to happen. Temple for the Lord is going to be built in these last days. Amen. And he wants his people to know that if it's not built by the people in charge, that he's going to raise up a people that will build it. Hallelujah. See, we don't need to get so caught up many times and, oh, I got to work for God to do. Well, thank God for that. But if you lagging around and not doing what you're supposed to do in the Lord, don't think that you can't be replaced. Amen. You know, you got that in the natural. Some people on jobs, you know, naturally, they got such an attitude about themselves that, oh, they need me. So what they do, they start lagging around, being lazy, slowful, being disobedient, you know, insubordinate and all of that, thinking that, hey, this place need me and I can't be replaced. Now, sometimes when the company is in a position where they do really need this person, sometimes that goes so far, but when you get a company tired of you acting that way, they will go out there and hire somebody, you know, that can do your job. But see, one thing about the Lord is that when he gives you a job to do and you lag around and all that, hey, God said, okay, you don't want to do the job. You don't think nothing of the job I've called you to do. I raise up a people that do it. See, understand this, not know anybody's going to build a temple. Now, remember David in his time. He thought he was going to build a temple, but the Lord said, no, you need to shed some blood, okay? You know, your son will do it, okay, but you're not going to do it. So not just anybody going to build a temple. Now, it's going to be born-again believers, okay? Let's get that straight. It's going to be people with a pure heart and clean hands, okay? That's who's going to build it. But understand this, the people that's in charge, you know, if you decide to lag around and go from your sin and your heart not pure and it's clean, and God said, I will raise up a people that will build it. But either way it goes, people, it is going to happen, okay? There is a temple for the Lord that will be built in these last days. Read Malachi 3 and 1. Remember, when you read Malachi 3 and 1, understand this, because some of you may say, oh, well, there's already a temple built and blah, blah, blah. But understand it. Read especially verses 1 through 5, okay? And you'll see in that verse, I think it's verse 5, where you're seeing. Let me make sure, because I'm going to look in the Bible here, and I don't want to tell you anything wrong, because I like to be accurate with this. Okay, Malachi 3. Let me get to that right quick. Yeah, verse 5. Notice he said, I will come near to you in judgment. Now, why is that so key? Because remember, when Christ first came, he didn't come in judgment, did he? No, he came as to be the lamb. He came as to be the sacrifice. So when he said, I come near to you in judgment, that has to refer to the second coming. You understand what I'm saying? Because in the book of Thessalonians, we are told that Christ will come back with his mighty angels, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel. That's judgment, people. So this word in Malachi was given. It wasn't dealing with a first time coming of Christ. It was dealing with the second coming of Christ. So therefore, in verse 1, he talks about the temple. This is all tied in. Okay? This is all tied in. So there is a temple, literal building to be built in these last days for the Lord. And once again, it is going to happen. Okay? Now, to some of you, like I said, you know, and you can ask the Lord about what I'm telling you, because this is what Christ instructed me to do, point you to him, okay? I am instructed to point you to him, glory to God, that you may ask him, okay, Lord, what's to this thing here? I mean, is it real? Is you, you know, are you having a temple to be built in these last days? And I'm going to let God, Lord Jesus Christ, talk to you about it. But once again, it is going to happen, people. It is going to happen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And see, it was given to Malachi to tell us about this temple. It was like it was given to Haggai before, okay? Haggai chapter 2, that there was a temple to be built, okay? And the interesting thing about this is that, you know, God, and this is what, you know, the beautiful thing about Jesus, that's why when you're studying the Word of God on a particular subject, look and find as many witnesses on that subject as you can, okay? And what you do is study what all of them have to say on that subject. And what it does, it brings clarification and give you the overall view of the subject at hand. See, that's why the Lord said in the mouth two or three witnesses. Some things in the Word of God, God gives more than three witnesses. God gives what I would call bukus of witnesses. And then there's some things he talk about that he give maybe straightly two witnesses or three witnesses on it, okay? All right, so, you know, why is that? Brother Nate can't answer that for you. I'm not going to even try to attempt unless I get a direct revelation from the Lord. But I know that there's some things in the scriptures that, you know, God, remember this, God is going to always follow his protocol. Keep that in mind. He's not going to break his protocol. But understand this, that there are some things that God talks about in the Bible. When you look at his protocol, where he said the mouth two or three witnesses, some things he gives you a bunch of witnesses. He has a bunch of witnesses on the subject, okay? But then there are other subjects in the Word of God that you will find out that God may just have just two witnesses, maybe three, you know. So once again, why is that so? I can't tell you that right now. And I'm not going to attempt to make up anything on that note. But that's what I'm saying on that. So there is a temple to be built in these last days, okay? Amen. No bones about it. And it is one of the things that the Lord has declared that has to happen before he returns. You understand what I'm saying? And for those of you, and this is not a poking fun at you, but I'm going to be honest with you. For those of you who think, hey, we're going to be gone, my advice to you is to really humble yourself and ask the Lord about that, okay? Now, understand this. If he's talking about, which he is, as he sent through his angel, the Elijah, that temple to be built in this generation, this time we're living in, and Malachi supports it, to let us know that it's going to be built in these last days. And if the true believer is going to be gone, who's going to build the temple? Okay? I mean, the sinner man can't be, I mean, he's not going to use sinner man to build a temple. Okay? Because the sinner man is still in the sin nature. Okay? You know, amen. So he has to use those of his own believers to build in the temple. Amen. And we get this thing mixed up. We have gotten it mixed up that in our proclamation of we can be gone any day, we have told people that we can be driving along and snatched up. Our car, vehicle, keep rolling, hit a tree, blah, blah, blah. We could be in the house, snatched up, wedding ring left, clothes, all that, okay? Now, yes, still, there are events here that the Bible talks about that is to happen before the return of Christ. So if we're going to be gone, what will we need to know about this for? what purpose would it serve? Okay. Now, I wouldn't intend to go this route, but I want to say this. Some of us as Christians say, well, you know what? The ones going to be left here is the Jews and the weak Christians. The weak Christians. So my Lord is going to take up what you call the strong Christians and leave the weak Christians. Well, I would tell you one of the reasons why I have a problem with that. Because, first of all, when you say weak Christians, you use the word Christian, which means they are part of Christ's body. Now, remember in 1 Corinthians 12, it tells us that not only are we the quote of the body, but some of us represent different parts. Some represent the hand, the feet, the ear, and all that. So what you're saying that in dealing with rapturing his body, now some of these weak Christians may represent a hand or a foot. So you're going to tell me he's going to resurrect the body with the arms, the leg, part of the leg, but he's going to leave the feet because the feet is weak. No, people, I'm sorry. It's something bad wrong to that. Okay? It's something bad wrong to that. But, amen, glory to God. Thank God for the precious word of the Lord. Amen. So there is a temple. Okay? There is a temple that is going to be built in these last days. And he mentions this, or this is one of the things that he mentions in this first message that he sent, okay? And he says the temple, the revelation that was given for the building of the temple was true, and the temple soon will be started. Now, I noticed that in that wording too, because for Jesus to have to send that word, that means that he was confirming, okay? He was confirming. That means that some people may have had doubts. Okay, give you an example. Now, many of y'all heard us talk about Joseph Smith. Now, Joseph Smith introduced Mormonism, which is ungodly, devilish, and evil. I'm just going to call it straight out what it is. And he introduced it in his failing, in his pride. Now, before that, Joseph Smith was walking in humility, and God did use it. Now, I know some of you don't want to hear that, but that's the truth, okay? And during his time, especially humility, God revealed things to him, especially concerning a temple. And what has happened, because he sowed all that bad seed and much of his works was destroyed, people went to probably discredit the whole thing, okay, that even God dealt with him about a temple to be built. And so I could see where the Lord Jesus had to confirm. And see, Jesus has to do that. Sometimes Jesus used people when they're humble and do give them revelation, but then people get off course, start doing the no-nos or evil stuff, and other people will see that and discredit everything about what they supposed to have gotten and all that. But you come to find out that that's not always the case. That's why we got to be very careful, you know. I'm not saying run with everything man says, but this is why you have to go to the Lord in prayer and seek earnestly about many things, because you'll find out sometimes in their humility, God did give them something, okay, that did come from the Lord. I know this is a tough pill to swallow. I know that. I know. And for many people, it is, okay, because the latter end of the person life, and they want to discredit the whole thing. And guess what? I have been in that category too, people. You know, I've looked at it and discredited, but I'm learning even the more how to seek God more, because I'm going to tell you, people, you're going to be surprised at some of the stuff that failed men have told before that was of God. You're going to be shocked. I mean, once again, I'm not telling you get caught up in everything they say, but you're going to be shocked that some stuff that failed men has said before they fail, when they was in the humility, because I know there are some people out there that think that, they never, because he only heard one side. They only know one side. So they, oh, man, no, he He never, you know, was humble. He never was used of God. Well, that's not true. Once again, this is not to defend the Joseph Smith message. I'm not doing that. He did plant seeds of evil. He did plant wrong seeds. I agree with that. Mormonism is not of God. I agree with that. But however, before he started getting way off the map, he was used of God, and God did deal with him. Okay? And so when the Lord sent his angel to say the revelation was given for the building of the temple is true, and the temple will soon be started, you know, he had to confirm that, the Lord had to confirm, like, okay, that is true. Okay? That's true. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, you know, I am grateful for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Once again, it's been a while since I come on in the mornings. And I thank God for this time and opportunity to do this. Okay, come on in the mornings. Would I be doing it more? Possibly. Possibly. I'm going to see which way the Lord is going to go. Is it going to be the only time I'm going to start coming on? No. You know, our regular times, for those of you listening, normally it's 7 o'clock p.m. And that's from what I understand now. I don't see that right now as changing, okay? Could it change? Yes, it could. I mean, I want to hear from the Lord. Sometimes, if some of y'all have been listening, you know I have done broadcasts at different times. And that's because of certain things that have been happening or going on that day. That I didn't meet 7 o'clock, I may have did it earlier. Okay. But for the most part, our center thing is that broadcast is 7 o'clock p.m. Weekly or through the night. Amen. We're normally on many times for the fullest 7 days. Sometimes we own 5 days, okay, a week. One time we was going 7 days constantly for a long time. And then sometimes you have to get a rest. But I believe coming up there are going to be more 7-day broadcasts from us because we have to get this word out, you know, before the time ends, okay, runs out, where they get to a point where they're going to deny us. Because you see what's happening in this nation today, you being, quote, forced to take the vaccine. And as I told some people on my job, one of the things they're going to go after next, and you can believe it or not, is you. They're going to go after your freedom of speech. They already been working on it. You know, just for example, you know, you look in the NBA or sports. If you use what they call a homosexual slur, you get fined, okay? Now, back in the days, you could say something like that, and, you know, ain't nothing too much said. Now, if you say something with a homosexual, quote, slur in it, you're getting fined. And see, people don't see that. They're working towards your freedom of speech, okay? I'm not encouraging you just go talk to people in any kind of way. I'm not saying that. But they're going to go to take away your freedom of speech. What are you going to do? Okay? Are you going to just say, oh, well, I know, well, Lord, just see, you know, many of us is waiting for any day that we can be gone now. And you know one of the reasons why? Because many of these so-called prophecy experts have looked at the word of God and saw that the time that is ahead is going to be, what you talking about? Now, I ain't trying to scare nobody. It's going to be challenging, okay? Because they read the things that's going to be happening. And so people are like, man, I don't want to be here during that time. Ooh, oh, Lord, you said caught up. We're going to be gone. Well, thank God we don't have to face it. He didn't tell you that. You ain't finding nowhere in Scripture where the Lord said you didn't have to face it. You ain't going to find it. Okay? Amen. So, remember, friends, it's a temple to be built in these last days. And it's going to happen. And it's going to happen before Christ returns. It's not going to have to happen. We ain't talking about after he returns. This temple has to be here before he returns. And once again, it's going to happen. And if the people, which is believers, not in charge, that is in charge, won't do it, he's going to raise up some believers that will. Okay? And that's also a message for many of you that's in the churches, sitting in the pews. You're not telling people about Christ. I'm talking about making it a part of your job. I ain't talking about speaking to them, mention Christ once a year. We ain't talking about that. Some of y'all think that's called doing your job. No. Go on a natural job. Do that job once a year. See how long you last on. Okay? You do that job one day and don't do the rest of the day. You ain't going to make too many days on that job. You're going to be fired. Point blank and simple. Okay? So, some of you, you know, you think that's what it is, but that's not what it is. Okay? That is not what it is. Glory be to God. So, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the word of the Lord. This come to me about, you know, in the ministry you have not just teaching, but you have preaching. Okay? And many of y'all who listen to me know that I'm real big on teaching because this is something God has put in my heart. But I don't throw out preaching. Preaching still has its place. I'm not speaking against preaching. I have just told y'all many times we have done way more of it than teaching. If I had to put it on a scale, you're looking at 90-10 in favor of preaching. Because whenever we have ceremonies and stuff like that, we have no problem setting up preaching. But when it comes to teaching, we struggle. We're like, we don't know what to do. We don't know what to teach on. Okay. So, I want to go the way of the Lord. And, you know, being as it may, amen, going this way in preaching his word, what he has sent in the modern day, this modern day word, I'm going to do it for the glory of God. Amen. So I am grateful to God for it. So let us pray. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for your word. I thank you for your spirit. I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And I ask, Lord God, that you will water this seed I've sown and bring forth the increase for your glory. And so, Lord God, I just thank you. And I give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So, once again, I know it was a short message today, but still a message. So, if the Lord say the same, I may be on again tomorrow morning. So, look for the advertisement then. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. Pew in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.